certainly agree.
Okay, anybody opposed? Okay. So I believe we can now adjourn.
Lydia?
No, we need a new meeting.
Information before we adjourn?
Yes.
What is the expectation as to when the Bylaws Committee will meet next is one thing. And the other is, if I speak at this level, can I actually be heard?
Yeah. Wait, who is this speaking?
George.
George, sorry.
George.
Hey, you're loud and clear.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, every working group has a convener, and the each convener, our Paul is wonderful about putting out minutes right away. And if you're confused about who are the people, you didn't get a chance to write down who the people are on the different working groups.
I don't know what's been happening with that group, and I don't
know. I know, but
it'll
happen once you convene with the convener. Who is the convener of the bylaws, Arpal?
I am.
Oh, okay. Perfect. That's perfect. And Arpal was on the last bylaws working group, so he is going to send something out for us to set a meeting. And during the course of the meeting, at the beginning of the meeting, of course, we're going to have a discussion as to what we think we're going to be doing and what we've done. So.
Okay, so he'll decide when the next meeting has to occur. Is that correct?
Arpal is going to put something out to the working group of bylaws.
Okay.
Well, for code of conduct.
So all the conveners just need to get busy right away and start putting out emails to everyone that's in their working groups to convene it. And I'll send out an email to have governance propose some dates as well. And I would caution that because so much stuff tends to be referred to governance, that you need to be cognizant of the fact that it took more than 4 hours, and maybe this is a little bit lengthier, but it has been my experience that governance meetings are extremely long, and that should perhaps impact when you pick to have your meetings. But anyway.
Lydia?
Yes.
So we have to decide when our next meeting of the full committee is, and I would propose returning the meetings to Thursday night. That's my motion. I don't know how you guys meet once a month or what's the deal?
Well, we haven't decided. This is a whole, you know, this is a relatively new governance committee. We can decide. I'll certainly put that out as an email proposal.
No,
I would caution you again, if it's at night, especially for East Coast folks, it's you're talking about 4 hour meetings, that it could be kind of problematic. But that's up to the group.
So I'm sorry if I missed that. You're saying that we're going to decide when the next meeting is sometime later in email?
By email.
I would like to propose that we decide right now. Then we'll know, and we can get our date for a recurring meeting before the other committees go ahead and grab theirs. This is an important committee. And by the way, if so many things are referred to governance, we also can take a stand on that and tell the PNB to do their job and not refer everything to governance. Because part of that is they have to make decisions on things, and they keep sending stuff back over and over again to the same committee. That's inappropriate, too.
Okay, but my concern, this is my personal concern, is that if that you have the East Coast folks are put at a distinct disadvantage, if they have to get up and go to work the next day and our meetings go on past midnight, and then they tend to be the ones who have to fall off the call before the rest of us, who we still have a little bit of...
Well, Lydia, please...
No, that's just my opinion.
I'm in the middle. I'm 2 hours behind you guys in California, so I know a little bit of what they deal with, and I also know that if we actually get our act together, that our meetings don't have to be 4 hours. And I'm telling you that the people that are hardworking members of the world and the Pacifica community don't need to spend their whole Sunday on stuff. And so my motion, which you're interrupting, is that we meet on Thursday nights. I'm asking for advice. Does this committee meet once a month, twice a month? How does it work?
Last year it met once a month on the third Thursday of the month.
I move that we meet the third Thursday of every month at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time.
This is Serena.
Can you repeat that again?
5:30 p.m., third Thursday of each month.
I generally don't get off work till 6, so.
That's Rosalinda?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
considering that if we start at 6, then the people on the East Coast start at 9.
Yeah.
That's a little late.
Yeah, I mean, how about can we start at 5:30 and you join us when you get off work, Rosalinda?
May I be recognized at some point? Who is this? This is Serene. Serene, go ahead.
Let me respond. Let me respond. I could, but I will be late all the time.
Yeah, I understand.
I'd like to suggest that people send a list of days that are possible for them and days that are not. And if you're looking at weekend, that you indicate whether morning works better for you or afternoon, and that we begin there and see what actually shakes out for a lot of people. Some of the people are, I mean, I was on the old committee, and it was Thursday, the third Thursday, and sometimes that worked and sometimes that didn't. But I don't see why we need to, at this point, at this moment, lock everyone into a third Thursday because mm-hmm. the committee had previously met on the
right.
third Thursday, and I move that we adjourn.
Hello, we're in the middle. Lydia?
We have a chair.
Yes, okay.
I made a motion, and I'm asking it to come to a vote, and actually I would revise it and say that we don't meet the third Thursday of March because we just had this meeting. So starting in April, that the Governance Committee meets the third Thursday of each month at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, and I just would like the committee to vote. You can say yes or no.
Okay, well, they can also have discussion, which we did. Some people oppose, so we'll just say, and a no vote can also mean no because we want to consider other alternatives.
I know, to just
okay.
further motivate it, I'm sorry, it's just that right now, okay, we've been waiting for PFW to elect their members to all the committees, and now they have.
Yeah, okay, you've made your case. Now let's go to a vote, please.
A point of order, a motion to adjourn, doesn't it have to be taken up? It's not debatable, and it has to be handled immediately, does it not? Doesn't it supersede other motions?
In a committee? Is that true?
In the middle of a already moved motion?
Yeah. Somebody adjourn? Somebody move to adjourn?
Yes, I did. It's been 4 hours. I have another conference call, a board conference call at 8 o'clock. I'd like to do something in between.
Yeah, ditto.
Okay, what's the chair? What is the chair's ruling here? What is going on?
Okay, let's take a vote on whether to adjourn, and if not, we'll go to a vote on Wendy's motion.
Okay. Motion is to adjourn. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Jim Brown, A.C. Bird.
Yes.
Cade Campbell, Mark Hernandez.
No.
Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Marfo Martin, no. Rosalinda Palacios.
Yes.
Richard Phelps.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Julie Rodriguez.
Yes.
Wendy Schroll.
No.
Deb Shafto.
No.
Okay. AC. Oh, no. You, is there anybody whose name I didn't call? 1, 2, 3.
I voted yes.
9-4. Motion is 9-4, 4 against.
Okay. I am going to put out an email when I get off of this call and reiterate Wendy's motion to have it the third Thursday at 8:30 Eastern, anybody else that wants to propose another option, we can do that. I would urge everyone to please respond to the email so that we can have formulate a tally and move forward, okay? And schedule a meeting right away.
Thank you, Lydia, for everything.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thanks,
and Arpal's going to send us the balloting and all of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I may have to do it tomorrow because I have a radio program in a little while.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the minutes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.